this to me, this is a great introductory area into what we're spending a lot of time on, which is the area of milk and meat. All right, milk and meat. So I'd say on a practical level, the issue that comes up most often is, one thing that people love to talk about when it comes to milk and meat is how long you wait after you eat meat. Okay, so just as a survey, how long do you guys wait after you eat meat?
6 hours.
6 hours, okay. But I get so bothered by lack of uniformity. What kind of thing is it that you wait three? I'm not saying you're wrong, but you wait three, you wait six total? Six total. Then you got this 5.5 business, whatever that means. 5.5. Why do you wait 5.5, by the way? So what you're going to see about this area is that it's extremely frustrating, especially the origins of why we wait between the two. And as we go through this slowly, you'll see why it's a big problem. A lot of problems here. And I've resolved a lot of them, but some of them are not able to be resolved. The other thing you're going to come out with this is you're going to see the difference between the Derech of the Rishonim. When I say Rishonim, who am I referring to? Don't worry about that. Well, okay, no. Let's establish our terms straight here. Basar means steak. Okay. So whenever you think of basar right now in your brain, take a picture of a beautiful rib steak. Okay. Okay. When it comes to milk, think of cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Not milk.
It's not milk. Cheese. When I say milk, I mean cheese. You'll see why. All right. Okay. So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara's question is, how long do we wait between meat and cheese? Right? Okay. Now, just again, you guys don't have this yet, but sensitivity-wise, what's the first thing you notice that the Gemara is dealing with here? Would you ask a question on this? Is there a question asked on this? What you have to know is background, okay, in order to start appreciating this. Midoraisa, from the Torah, what's forbidden? Well, three things. Cooking meat and milk together. And what kind of meat and milk are we talking about?
Steak and cheese.
Okay, good, but okay. Keep us good. Kosher. Okay, kosher. For instance, if you had pig and cheese, you're not over bus of a color. Can't say this enough. Chicken is not meat. Not, it's chicken. Whole different species. It's not fish either. Chicken. Okay? Okay. So from the Torah, we know there's three things that are prohibited. I can't cook kosher milk and meat together. I can't... You can't drive an ah, and what's the third thing? You can't get benefit from it. And what else can't you do? The one right in the middle. I can't eat it. But what do you mean I can't eat it? I can't eat the product. Okay, so again, if I take milk and meat and I cook them together, that's one prohibition. Another prohibition is to consume that which I cook together. From the Torah. Okay. What you have to know also is that midura banan. Chazal came along and said there's another thing that's asr too. What's that? If I take a piece of salami... Okay, we'll get to not yet. If I have a piece of salami and I have a piece of cheese, and I put them in my mouth together and eat them together, okay? Am I over an issur d'oraisa? Am I over a Torah-based prohibition? No, I'm not. But I'm over a rabbinical prohibition, okay? So that, up to this point, that's what we know for sure. We know that from the Torah standpoint, I can't cook or eat these things, right? Eat the cooked product, eat the product. Forget the benefit thing for now. And the second thing we know is that I can't consume them together even if they're cold. Okay? Yes. The Gemara is saying, it's asking what kind of question? It's saying, well, guess what? We know already there's an issur d'oraisa of cooking / eating. We know there's an issur d'rabbanan of eating them together. And what else do we know now? There's some issue of what? Right. There's some issue of time. Out of left field. Some issue of time. Okay. Oh. Okay, Ariel's already cheating ahead. Just save that for 1 second, okay? So what is the keyword in the Gemara? So the Gemara says... Stop, period. If only the Gemara could have stopped at this point. So what's his answer? What does velo klum mean? And not what?
Anything,
meaning what? You don't have to wait, right? Why the Gemara have to go on? I wish it didn't. But anyway, the Gemara's answer at this point is there is no idea of waiting between meat and milk. What are you talking about? There's no waiting.
Where did you get the idea from?
Okay, well, you'll see. But for now, the Gemara's answer at this point is velo klum, I don't have to wait. Which would sound like if I have meat, and then if I have meat, what can I have right afterwards?
Cheese.
Milk, steak, and then
cheese.
Okay? Okay, keep going.
Eni.
So what does that mean? Really? Like, what are you talking about? What are you, no, not what are you talking about? Eni is like, what are you talking about? What is that, what do you mean? How could that be? Go on. Viha. Chista. The name of Chista is that I cannot have cheese after meat, but I can have meat after cheese. Now, when we say after, what do we mean by after? What? No.
When you've cleared
up the meal. Okay, good. It is unclear. So this is where I get to cheat a little bit, because I know what the Rishonim say. What do we mean by one after the other?
Clear the meal.
We mean within the meal. No, okay, we mean within the meal. So for instance, if I invite Akiva over to my house, and I say, hey, Akiva, we're having this awesome steak followed by pizza. Okay? All right. In the same meal. You wash, you make hamotzi, I have steak here, and pizza right here. Okay? If you choose to have the steak first, you cannot have the cheese afterwards. But if you choose to have the cheese first, what can you have afterwards? Your steak. Right, so you could literally have pizza. You come to my house, wash, have your pizza, and then right afterwards, and in the same meal, have steak. Not a problem. But the opposite direction is a problem. Okay? So I can't have cheese after meat. But I can't have meat after cheese. I assume everyone's familiar with that, right? Please tell me you are. Right? Okay, but what's the... Let's be a little subtle here. The Gemara is suggesting something here. Because the Gemara first thought, what was Rav Asi saying? When he said v'lo klum, what was he saying?
So you don't need it at all.
Okay. What? Right, so the Gemara says, no, you see, Rechitza's statement tells you otherwise. But there's something going on here. What's strange about saying that I can have meat after cheese, but I can't have, what? Cheese after meat. What's strange about that? Is there anything strange about that? Why is it a unidirectional prohibition? Why is it not bidirectional? Okay, for example, midirabanan, I can't have at the same time salami and cheese. I can't put them in my mouth together. Because they're both problems. It's a problem, right? Why, for some reason, I mean, it's such a simple elementary question. Why is it that I'm not allowed to have cheese after meat in my meal, but I can have meat after cheese? Why would they set it up this way? Right? I mean, doesn't it make more sense to say, don't have either way, don't have one after the other? Am I crazy for asking that? Yeah. Yishahe, or Yishahe if you want to be Ivrit. Yishahe. No, Bain Basar. I'm sorry, it's Bain Bina Labasar, right? So you see, that's why the Gemara has entertained the possibility of it being bidirectional, because he's saying, oh, I don't have to wait. If I have cheese, I don't have to wait for meat. Okay? But again, the question is, why shouldn't it be bidirectional? Why is it not bidirectional? That's the first question. Okay? Okay. And that's the first part of the Gemara. Any questions on that so far? Clear? Any issues? We're not ready to answer anything yet. Just, that's question one. Should have been bidirectional, and yet it's unidirectional. Okay. Next. Yes. Gemara's question is, you have your steak. Okay? Unless you have perfect teeth, what's going to end up happening is that after you have your steak, and I can say this from, you know, my expertise, what's going to end up happening after you have your steak? Always have leftover in your mouth. You always have some of that somewhere in there, especially if you have slight curvature. You're always going to have something caught in your mouth. It's inevitable. Okay? Okay. The Gemara's question is, how do you treat that meat? How do you treat that? Okay? Now, before you look at the answer, again, what's troubling the Gemara? What does the Gemara want to know? Who said anything about weights? Josh is reading into the Gemara. Wait, I just want to. All the Gemara is a very benign question. Mahu, which is what? Meaning, well, how does what work? Well, let me ask you this. After you finish your meal, you have an awesome steak, okay? And you find something, let's say an hour later, in the back of your teeth, okay? What would you call that? Not meat. Okay? Yeah. If I told you that I had a steak, and then an hour later, I found a piece of steak, or I'm going to call it steak for now, stuck in the back of my teeth, okay? If you consider that to actually be meat, now what?
Clock starts.
Restart the clock. Would you say that? Yeah. You hold 4 hours, right? Now if you hold that what I find in my teeth is really meat, well then the question is, wouldn't that mean, therefore, that the moment I find it, I was starting to count an hour from the last meal?
No, because we're counting...
curry?
Yeah.
Curry, aliyah,
habasar,
denu, ben shenehe.
Stop. That's actually Hebrew.
Yeah.
And that's from where? I mean, I don't have a clear answer for it, but there's something very strange that the Gemara is choosing to learn from that pasuk. Why? Because quail's not what?
It's not meat. It's bird.
Not meat. It's bird. Okay. But the point is that what does the Torah call it? It calls it basar. It calls it meat. Meaning that whatever stuck between your teeth is called meat. But yet, no one in the universe paskins that if I find a piece of meat stuck between my teeth an hour after my meal, that I got to restart the clock. No one says that. Zero. Nope.
Is it the point?
Rashi says, "Aser lafal gvina." I'd say it's right where the balmine is. We first read. Okay. And Rashi's taking up, why can't I eat cheese after meat? So he says, "Aser lafal gvina." In bold, it says, "Asur lechol gvina."
The basar. What?
Mishum de basar.
Mishum de basar. Motzi.
Shuman.
Shuman vehu keda.
Nidbak.
What?
Nidbak.
Nidbak.
Bepeh.
Umari.
The time of. What does that mean? Isaac, what?
It says, I mean, I just picked up on what time means about the taste.
Okay, so what? Okay, good, 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 yeah?
Yeah,
that's the question to answer. And by the way, you're so right. It's not even funny how right you are. Why? So let me, I'll ask it the 21st century way, and I'll ask it the halakhic way. The 21st century way is, one second. If I'm, and forget, not just Rashi's way of learning, but the literal way of learning. Let me ask a question. If I have a steak, I'll take out my toothbrush, my floss, and my Listerine. And guess what will happen as a result of those three things? There'll be no taste and no pieces of meat in my mouth. Guaranteed. Right? Guaranteed. It's not even a question. Right? Not even a question. Is that clear? But even halakhically, such a thing exists. Okay? How do you know halakhically such a thing exists? Because you guys all do it. You just don't recall that you do it. You do it once a year. It's something you do, I assume. Everyone here does this once a year. They do something, what? They do something that they do a procedure, a halakhically endorsed procedure. Kinuach. Okay? Which, so think about this. The Gemara, the halakhic system has an endorsed method to rid yourself of any residue in your mouth. And how do we know that? Because you can go from gvina, I'm using a minog, but the halakha, it's valid. You can rinse your mouth out after you have pizza and go out and have steak.
Minog is
an unquestionable halakha method to rid yourself of such a phenomenon. So that's true. So what's our chashash here? Okay, what's the concern? What? You would think so, right? And yet, as you'll see... Okay, so question... Okay, so one issue that we're going to have to take up is, why does kinuach not... Well, we're assuming kinuach doesn't work. Why not? Why doesn't it work? I mean, if you're telling me it works normally for in halakhic instances, why not here? Okay, why not here? Okay? And don't tell me because you can't guarantee to getting all the meat out. I don't buy that. Okay? I don't think that's the case. Okay? Clear?
Is it not
about physical life? Okva. Okva says... You want to say it shows an extra dedication to make sure. Now, but let me ask you a question. But what's the response to that? There's an easy response to that. What your retort should be, from a religious emotional standpoint, it sounds really great, right? But if you think about it from a legalistic standpoint,
right? He's just trying to make sure there's never an overlap, and he should never be.
Bingo, which we know is absurd. So then we have to start thinking about is okay. What should you start thinking about then?
What is it about 24 hours?
Thank you. There's so much about 24 hours that lends itself to this thing here. We're not ready for that yet. No answers yet, okay? More questions. Now, keep going. But what did Mar Okva do? What about Mar Okva? So what did he do?
Achilna.
Achilna.
What?
Achilna. All right, so you know what he did? I mean, and again, this is the only hint to some idea of waiting. Literally means that what would he do? He would eat, let's say, when we say su'udah, what do we mean by the way? Okay, to make it simple, su'udah means benching. It doesn't have to mean that, but to make it easier for our sake, we're going to say, I washed, I made a motzi, and you know what? And I had steak. And then you know what I did? I benched. Okay? So in the next su'udah, what would he do? He'd have cheese. Now, what does next su'udah mean?
Next time he washes.
Next time he washes. Which could be when?
4 seconds afterwards.
4 seconds afterwards. Right? Right? Not what? Not 4 hours, 6 hours, 5.5 hours.
Let's see, that's a freestyle film now. Lav is
Sit Udasa. Okay, so I get to bring in history on occasion. It's my right. So in the old days, whatever those days were, okay, how many meals did you have? How many meals did you have per day? Two. Okay, so you'd have your late morning breakfast, I guess, and dinner. That was it. Two meals a day. So Tosa says, when Mar Ukba says Sudasa Chisa, he doesn't mean waiting between breakfast and dinner. That's not what he's talking about.
The next time
you can have a meal. Look, he's about to say it. Look, he says, look at it, you gotta appreciate his language. He says, Ella Afilu. What does Alter mean? Immediately. Meaning Im Silek. Keep going. If I finish my meal and I push my, in the old days you see it in something like this, okay? I finish my meal, I push my table away and I bench, okay? I don't care if you physically push it away. The point is, I benched. Guess what you could do right afterwards? Corn and toast.
Wash
dairy. Right. Enjoy. And by the way, this is the frustrating part. For some reason, all right, all everyone here waits a period of time, and yet Tosos is of what lineage, so to speak? No, I'm saying what's his Misorah lineage? He's Ashkenaz, and yet somehow, no, and just beware, nobody they pass like Tosos. What does Sudasa Achrisa mean? Does it mean meal to meal, or does it mean what you want to say, which is that?
From the amount of general time.
Right, it sounds like from one Suda to the next Suda. Right? Okay. But you're also correct technically. Okay? Parak Tes Halacha Chaf Ches. Parak Tes Halacha Chaf Ches. 28.
Yes.
9:28. Okay. So if you eat what? Okay, meaning what?
Whoever eats meat first, whether it is the meat of an animal or whether it is the meat of a bird.
Interesting, by the way. We never...
Well,
that's going to come up towards the end of this whole sugya. Where does chicken fit in? But okay. But according to Rambam right now, it doesn't matter what kind of meat you have, whether it's what I'll call real meat or chicken. Right? Okay. All right. So that's what Josh was saying. Okay? You can't do what? You can't eat.
He says milk.
It means cheese also. Okay, for sure.
What's shiur
suda acheres. What does shiur here mean? Amount, right? Now, what is that amount? Here comes the problem. Vihu. Oh my God, it's horrible. Kamo sheshos. You could not have picked a worse word to use. What does kamo mean?
Like.
Now, for those of us who appreciate the Rambam is very precise. So the fact that the Rambam throws out kamo, well, now all of a sudden, automatically you can start thinking of, well, now 6, 531, 5 and 1, well, not 3, okay? But you can start thinking about, again?
So what's the Rambam saying at the end? He says, Mipnei,
want to take a shot at what that means?
Yeah, so since the meat is between his teeth and it is not a master of palate cleansing.
Say what?
One is not a...
Thank you. So according to the Rambam, I don't know why yet, but we'll just deal with the facts. The facts are that even if I went ahead and Listerine brushed, flossed, kinuach at the wazoo, guess what? No effect. So even if I told you physically in your mouth right now, there is not one iota of basar.
It has a halakhic status of...
It's somehow, for some reason, according to Rambam, it doesn't matter. Why should that be? Why should that be?
What?
All right. Okay, and now, okay, and again, let's take a step back. What's the machlokas Tosfos and Rambam? What's the machlokas Tosfos and Rambam? Tosfos holds what?
Meal to meal.
The Rambam holds?
Shear.
I have to actually wait a fixed period. Well, I shouldn't say fixed. Kimo sheshalos. And, okay, that's one issue. And no matter how much I rinse my mouth out, according to the Rambam, will that help? No. Okay. So far, so good?
Yes.
Lot of issues. Yes.